Well, you could take it. Whatever you had it on, load, I mean, you just put it on a wagon, uh-huh. Take a load.
You might say that wagon didn't have a full load, he just had a...
Yeah, it's usually not just extra, tried to make it big. According to what we was feeding, how much we was feeding, uh-huh. Weren't we? Uh-huh. Done that way.
If you didn't have a... If you didn't have enough to fill up the wagon, what would you say? How much would you say you had?
Well, I don't know, just... They'd weigh it whenever you got there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My daddy used to have a mill.
Oh. Where was
take
it?
Bellevue. Uh-huh.
Per mill, do you have to have some water running?
Well, you know, we have a hydrant there for water for different things, but
yeah.
You don't need the water in the, for the mill use.
Uh-huh.
Only, we're putting in a motor. People to drink and come in there, and for us to drink when we was working,
mm-hmm.
there, have the hydrant run to it.
Yeah. So many mills are, you know, put right on a stream.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know if you had
it. Well, that's different mills, I guess. Maybe a flour mill or some of that stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
maybe.
If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Plug, light plug.
That thing.
You know, light bulb.
Okay.
I thought you meant on the line, not electric.
No, I just
plug.
Thought of the same thing.
Yeah.
When you carry out, well, I guess you probably don't do this anymore, but it used to be when you carry out washing, hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Just a basket.
Okay. When do nails come in?
Keg.
Okay.
They come in a box now.
Is that right? Don't mm-hmm. come in a keg anymore?
Well, I don't know where they buy a lot of them. They're at the lumber yards, they might, but like a little place like this little oil station on where they get theirs in. Just a box of nails.
Uh-huh.
You know, pasteboard box.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think about 20 or 25 pounds they buy at a time. Not a big...
Okay.
Nail place.
Let me get to the end of this right here, and then let's stop. Okay, I'm about to, but I'm getting tired.
Hmm.
Let's see. If you fill up a bottle, what do you put in the top to keep the stuff from coming?
Cork.
A what?
Stopper or cork?
Okay. What's the difference between a stopper and a cork?
Well, it's not any. I put a cork in there. What it's made out of is. You always cork wood, kind of
yeah.
Cork, whatever it's made out of.
Yeah.
And I just call that a stopper. You just push it down.
Yeah, yeah. It's made out of glass. Would you call
no.
it a cork, or would you call it just a stopper?
I just call it just a stopper.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call that little musical instrument that children play? They hold it like this.
French horn.
Okay. There's another kind of little musical instrument that. You hold between your teeth and you pick it with your fingers and it goes clang, clang.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, you just...
Yeah.
Harp,
yeah.
Not a... What is that?
Now, no help from the peanut gallery there.
Well, I just can't think.
Okay, let me think of it. You stop me. And what do you use to pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that goes between?
Tongue.
Okay. Might even get through. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shafts.
Okay. Let's quit. the instrument
the
that goes...
Juice harp.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
This is what we used to call it.
Okay. Well, let's see. What were you telling me about the wash pot?
I thought you was the only one wanting to know about that.
Everybody wants to know about that.
Well, you used to, you know, heat our clothes. I said boil them in there, but
uh-huh.
I don't know if it's necessary to just boil them, but get them good and hot, and then had a